Good evening and welcome to Highway 322. It's Ginger here with you, following Liz's wonderful show, as always, and so good to see her. It's been a while. And spring is in the air. I was just up on campus for the Conference on World Affairs yesterday, and some of those trees are greening up, which I was so happy to see, and daffodils, and it won't be long. It's not here quite yet, but pretty soon. Anyway, you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and we have an hour of good old-fashioned folk music. This is from The Best of Broadside, 1962 to 1988, a collection of five different CDs with all kinds of really old-fashioned folk music, five compact CDs, 89 songs, all kinds of people, not that many women on there, but of course I'm going to pick those out and play them for you. This is a gift from my friend Theo, whom I met through KGNU, but we had some friends in common, and he gave this to me, The Best of Broadside, 62 to 1988. It was a very well-known magazine in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and helped launch Bob Dylan's career. Not that that needed launching, but all kinds of people are in this collection. So let's get right to it. Best of Broadside, 1962 to 1988, here on Highway 322.
Jackson, Mississippi is a mighty white town. White folks like to keep the black folks down. They think they'll be all right, but there's gonna be a fight, and they'll have to share that freedom crown. Yes, they'll have to share that freedom crown. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long, won't be long. They boarded a bus in Washington, D.C. to enter a state half slave and half free. The wheels hummed a song and they sang along, the song of liberty. Yes, the song of liberty. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long, won't be long. Jimmy Farmer was a hard-fighting man, decided one day that he had to take a stand. Led them down to Slavery Town, and they threw Jim Farmer in the can. Yes, they threw Jim Farmer in the can. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long, won't be long. Well, one of these days, and it won't be long, the solid South is gonna sing another song. They'll understand that a man's not a man till he has all the freedoms of the land, till he has all the freedoms of the land. Freedom riders, roll along. Freedom riders, won't be long. Sing your song.
John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mother sure is proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke out all in a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says, lots of medals you will get, and we'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everyone in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed him from to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Lord, Lord, good old-fashioned war. And the letters ceased to come for a long time. They did not come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then a letter finally came, saying, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. She smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Oh, tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they've done. How is it that you've come to be this way? He tried his best to talk, as his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her head away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. Thank God you wasn't standing in my shoes. Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most is when my enemy came close and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. And I could not help but think through the thunder rolling stink that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string had finally broke, and a cannonball, it blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Lord, Lord, down to her hand.
The trail is dusty, my road might be rough, but the better roads are waiting, and boys, it ain't far off.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
I walked down by the river, I turned my head about, I saw the silver lining hanging in the sky.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
That evening train was a-rolling, the humming of the wheels. My eyes saw a better day as I looked across the field.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
That evening dust was rolling, I was walking down the track. There was a one-way wind a-blowing, it was a-blowing at my back.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
Come to my door, baby, face is clean and shining black as night. My mother went to answer, you know that you looked so fine. Now I could understand your tears and your shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she wouldn't let you inside. When she turned and said, but honey, he's not our kind. She says, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore. Walk me down to school, baby. Everybody's acting deaf and blind. Until they turn and say, why don't you stick to your own kind? My teachers all laugh their smirking stares, cutting deep down our affairs. Creatures of equality think they believe in. Why won't they just let us be? They say, one of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore, no. Don't wanna see you anymore, baby.
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone. The boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves pat their hands as the breeze blows by. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone. The boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done?
Hi, this is Nick Forster. This week in E-Town, we're going to take a look at some of the highlights from our 2007 season, featuring performances by Calexico, the Holmes Brothers, Dave Alvin, Nico Case, Mavis Staples, and more. That's this week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
Oh, my sweet Lafayette, how I'm gonna miss you. You feel so good, Lafayette. Now I've come to greet you. Hello, my friends, I've come back again. I couldn't stay away. I was gone only a day, but I'm coming back. Gotta get back to my sweet
I guess that's what happens with some of these old records, but this is real old-time folk music, a lot of protest songs and a lot of old-school what folk music used to be. A lot of times we play singer-songwriters here on Highway 322, but Mike Bell started this show many years ago. He recently died, but he was the founder of this show, and he specialized in this kind of music, so it's kind of nice to go back and have this kind of thing. It's the Best of Broadside, 5-CD set, 89 songs, from 1962 to 1988, Anthems of the American Underground from the pages of Broadside magazine. We heard John Brown. First, we heard the Freedom Riders, and let's see, not quite sure what that song was, but I'll figure it out. But then we heard John Brown by Bob Dylan, a war protest song, and Baby, I've Been Thinking, a social commentary by Janice Ian. Do you remember Society's Child? Well, that was that song, and that was a big hit in the 60s, pretty revolutionary, because it was about racism and racial stereotypes. She couldn't see him because he was black, and a beautiful song by Janice Ian. What Have They Done to the Rain? Malvina Reynolds, and also we heard Lucinda Williams, that distinctive voice, Lafayette, about a town in Louisiana, Lafayette. You're listening to KGNU. This is Highway 322, and Ginger here with you. with the best of Broadside magazine. I also have a ticket giveaway in a little bit to Steve Gunn at the Fox Theater. So stay tuned for that. Give a call to 303-442-4242 or drop a line to dj@kgnu.org. And thanks to Theo, who gave me this incredible collection of 89 songs from the best of Broadside.
How many roads must a man walk down before he's called a man?
And how many seas must the white dove sail before he sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
How many times can a man turn his back and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
How many ears must one man have until he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown.
Have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska. In school I learned of men who died by the gun, but not of those who died by the hole. The land has drunk the rains of many a farmer's blood, not forgotten and buried long ago. And where are the hands that plowed fields without sleep, hands that saved a dying calf without rest? And where's the feet that walk down hot dusty trails on their way to seek their fortune gone west?
And where are the fathers who died in the dust, and mothers who died hungry in the snow? And where's the kids that watched the banks plow the houses down? Those are things I guess my teachers never know. So have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska.
Now you tell me droughts hurt only corn and not men. You smile and say hard times gone away. I guess I should listen to my city politician who keeps telling me that these are better days.
there anybody left to walk a muddy mile? Is courage a word that's only said? Is it true them dusty days are days that never really were, but are only tales and books to be read? So have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. And the AEC has figures, but it keeps them out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Strontium 90 shows no color, but it leaves you just as dead. Strontium 90 leaves no clue, dear. It's not like thalidomide. If the baby is deformed, dear, you just blame the other side. Strontium 90 leaves no trace, dear. No one knows who gets the knife. You can always say that background radiation took the life in your milk on Monday morning. Comes an extra little kick. Well, the taste is just the same, dear, but the Geiger counters click. Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. And the AEC has figures, but they keep them out of sight.
Welcome, welcome, immigrante, to my country, welcome home. Welcome, welcome, immigrante, to the country that I love.
I am proud, I am proud of my forefathers, and I say, they built this country, for they came from far away, to a land they did not know, the same way you do, my friend.
Welcome, welcome, immigrante, to my country, welcome home. Welcome, welcome, immigrante, to the country that I love.
I am proud, of my forefathers, and I sing about their courage, for they spoke a foreign language, and they labored with their hands, the same way you do, my friends.
So welcome, welcome, immigrante, to my country, welcome home. Welcome, welcome, immigrante, to the country that I love.
I am proud, of my forefathers, and I sing about their patience, For the work they did was lowly, and they dirtied up their clothes. And they spoke a foreign language, and they labored with their hands. And they came from far away to a land they did not know. The same way you do, my friend.
So welcome, welcome, immigrante, to my country. Welcome home.
My road might be rough, but the better roads are waiting, and boys, it ain't far off.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
I walked down by the river, I turned my head up high, I saw the silver lining hanging in the sky.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
That evening train was a-rolling, the humming of the wheels. My eyes saw a better day as I looked across the field.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
That evening dust was rolling, I was walking down the track. There was a one-way wind a-blowing, it was a-blowing at my back.
Trails of trouble, roads of battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
Donald White, you see I stand before you all. I was judged by you a murderer, the hangman's knot must fall. I will die upon the gallows pole when the moon is bright and clear. And these are my final words that you will ever hear. If I had some education to give me a decent start, I might have been a doctor or a master in the art. But I used my hands for stealing when I was very young, and they locked me down in jailhouse cells. That's how my life began. And the prisoners, I found they were my kind. It was there inside the bars I found my peace of mind. But the jails, they were too crowded, institutions overflowed. So they set me loose to walk upon life's weary tangled road. And there's danger on the ocean where the salt sea waves split high. And there's danger on the battlefield where the shells and bullets fly. And there's danger in this open world where men fight to be free. And for me, the greatest danger was in society. So I asked them to send me back to the institution home. But they said they were too crowded for me, they had no room. I got down on my knees and begged, oh please put me away. But they would not listen to my plea or nothing I would say. And so it was on Christmas Eve, it was on that night I killed a man I did not try to hide. The jury found me guilty, and I don't disagree. For I knew that it would happen if I wasn't put away.
also glad I've had no friends to see me in disgrace. For they'll never see that hangman's hood wrap around my face. Farewell to the old North Woods of which I used to roam. Farewell to the crowded bars of which had been my home. Farewell to all you people that think the worst of me. I guess you'll feel much better when I'm on that hanging tree. But there's just one more question before they kill me dead. I'm wondering just how much to you I really said. Concerning all the boys that walk a road just like me. Are they enemies or victims of your society?
This is real folk music this evening, boys and girls. And something that we don't play enough of, probably, the original folk music. And that was Bob Dylan, of course. A lot of protest songs in here. And that was the lifeblood of folk music, especially in the 60s. So interesting to hear it. That was The Ballad of Donald White by Blind Boy Grunt. Of course, a pseudonym for Bob Dylan. And yeah, lots of really great music here. Blowing in the Wind by the New World Singers. Of course, Bob Dylan's probably most famous song. And Eric Anderson, one of the singers that I've always loved since I was first listening to folk music in the, mid-60s probably. And that was sung there with Phil Oakes. The Plains of Nebraska. Oh, just love Eric Anderson's voice. Mack the Bomb, a rewrite of Mack the Knife. Pretty brutal lyrics in there by Pete Seeger. He really lays it on there. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. Immigration with Buffy St. Marie and the Broadside Singers. Welcome, welcome, Emigrante. Of course, still very much in the news all these years later. Paths of Victory, song that Bob Dylan wrote, sung there by the Broadside Singers and Bob Dylan. And the Ballad of Donald White is what wrapped it up there. Good evening to my brother in Connecticut. Good evening to all of you out there who are listening. I hope you're enjoying this kind of old-time folk music from the best of Broadside, 1962 to 1988, Anthems of the American Underground from the pages of Broadside Magazine, a magazine that was very popular and broke a lot of ground among the folk crowd in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, thanks to my friend Theo for letting me use all this terrific music.
Gospel music has evolved over time, but its heart stays true. It still has an unmatched power to strike the deepest chord in all of us, touching people of all faiths and of no faith.
The Gospel Chime Hour, every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, your community radio station.
The gospel songs are the songs of hope. Hope that in lifting our voices together, we too might one day reach the promised land.
Thanks to Carl, who put that really terrific promo together, and shameless advertising for a show that I'm part of and I'm the shift captain of. Every Sunday morning, 7 a.m., Black Gospel Music. We're very proud of that show. Madam Andrews introduced it probably 35 years ago or so. So still going strong. Got a ticket giveaway here for Steve Gunn, G-U-N-N, at the Fox Theater. It's Wednesday, April 13th. Two tickets, and you're going to do a email calling in, or set of calling in. You'll be sending in something to the tickets at kgnu.org. KGNU presents Steve Gunn on Wednesday, April 13th at the Fox Theater in Boulder. He's a guitarist, a singer, a songwriter, producer, all living and working in Brooklyn. The diversity of his approach embraces everything from American primitive guitar to raucous Neil Young and Crazy Horse-inspired psychedelic roots rock and roll. Info and tickets at foxtheatre.com. And that's spelled FOXTHEATRE.com. So that's a couple of tickets for Steve Gunn. So put that in the subject heading, Steve G-U-N-N for Fox, April 13th, two tickets. And we ask that you haven't won anything in the last month and that you can definitely make it to the show. So go to tickets at kgnu.org. Be the third one to submit your email and you'll be a winner. 7:42 already. A lot of songs here because a lot of these songs are just a couple minutes, but that's kind of how they did it back in the day. So I hope you're enjoying this music. It's kind of historic. It's important music, and I'm glad you're listening to it with me.
Hey, KGNU listeners. You are the you in KGNU, and today we're asking for your input. Please head over to kgnu.org to help take part in a local audience survey. Help us learn more about the content you enjoy most on KGNU, your preferred way to engage with the media, and the types of information gaps you see in our local media landscape. The survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Your input will help us better understand what our listeners and community look for in their local media environment. You can find the survey on kgnu.org, and thank you for your input.
One of the things we count on at KGNU to bring you the news and music are contributions from listeners. One way you can help is to donate a vehicle you no longer need. If you don't need it, donate it. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or learn more at kgnu.org. And thank you.
Age and income don't matter. Whether you're 23 or 83, you can make a meaningful gift to KGNU through your will, trust, or other estate plan. You can even name the station as the beneficiary of a life insurance policy or retirement plan. When you do, you become part of our legacy circle. Please let us know if you've done so by contacting legacy@kgnu.org. More information can be found at give.kgnu.org. or by calling Sarah at 303-449-4885.
When you see this sign, it's time to go. This sign, you'll know it's time to go. When the siren starts to blow, remember the civil defense sign. The sign won't save you and me. This sign, but it's a hole for the souls of your friends and mine. Remember the civil defense sign. My town's got more signs than yours. More signs, more signs. I've got more band-aids, more ice cubes, and more iodine, just in case it hurts some friend of mine. See this sign, it's time to go. This sign, you'll know it's time to go when the siren starts to blow. remember the civil defense sign. I won't be the one to die, to die, to die. Of course, a certain percentage just has to go, but I won't be the one to die. Make the missile so Daddy will have a job, a job, a job. When the missiles start to fly, we can all lay down and die. Then Daddy won't have to work anymore. When you see this sign, it's time to go. This sign, this sign. You'll know it's time to go when the siren starts to blow. Remember the civil defense sign. Remember the civil defense sign.
Your parents always hanging around. Now they spoil your children, and having grandparents is out. Yes, and they raised you well, but you wished to hell that they'd go away, so you wouldn't have to pay for their food. Forget all the years when they paid for you. Send your mother to Shady Acres. Send your father to Shady Acres. We'll take good care of them. You won't be aware of them. Send them to Shady Acres. Well, if one of them's dead, don't worry your head. We have a matchmaker. They can sit down and fetch on the redstone steps while watching Green Acres. Yes, if you don't want to visit, well, there's no requisite. We have foster sons and daughters to help all our borders. Stop feeling blue. Keep the checks coming and we won't bother you. Send your mother to Shay.
Ukraine was the topic of the March 18th edition of Connections with Jim Banks.
Putin has been telling us for many years Ukraine was a red line. Expansion of NATO up to the Russian borders was going to cause a catastrophe, and that America is as responsible in NATO as Putin is.
Liz Lane.
13 countries were added to NATO in the last maybe 30 years. Look at what our reaction was when we had Russian missiles 90 miles away in Cuba.
And Tony Robinson.
I kind of disagree with the general perspective of what's been said. This idea that this war is best understood as a kind of war between America and Russia. The fact is, Ukraine is a real people. They have goals. They have rights. We didn't march Zelensky into power.
Tune in for a Ukraine update this Friday on Connections, here on KGNU.
Toodaloo.
Ooraloo-raloo, we'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss in Aberdeen, the nicest fella ever I've seen, but I think he thought I was off a green afore I joined the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. A pal of mine has bought a car, a second Honda Jaguar. He'd never have travelled half as far if it wasn't for the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss, they caught Calhoun, the nicest fella in Glasgow town. Except for keeping your wages down afore we joined the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, we'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss, they called him Black. He told me I could call him Jack. He was hell of a good at gin you the sack afore we joined the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. The bosses, they were doing fine. They'd wee wains working down the mine. And they'd have them on the assembly line if it wasn't for the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a lass in Inverness and she was one of the very best. We couldn't afford to marry unless I went and joined a Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss called Alder Dice, and he was really hell of a nice. Except for the way he loaded the dice afore we joined the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. Men and women, listen to me. It's time to rise up off your knee. So raise the flag of unity and forward with the Union. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union.
I'm by myself, and I've too long started. Many fine women have told me so. There's a window pointing, and it must be parted. I'll be a short time. But I'll keep on driving, it's thrown back high. I don't need no map scale, I can follow my eyes. But if someone asks you, I tell them I feel fine over these valleys and hills, my voice is alive. Some people say I'm a long-tailed roster, and never on my face will your eyes play. But people say I'm a dusty.
pop up, stop the driving rain. I'm gonna dream from a crystal fountain, and it's making on a westbound train. I'm by myself, and I've too long started down Trouble's Road. Silver waters, I'll be returning to run my race with a blazing sun.
Eric Anderson there, one of my first loves in the folk world. E-R-I-C-A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, and he was just at E-Town not long ago. That's Long Time Troubled Road from The Best of Broadside. Also, The Civil Defense Sign by Mark Spelstra, Shady Acres by Janice Ian, and If It Wasn't for the Union, Matt McGinn. Time for Ragtime America with Jack, but one little bit of Phil Oaks Changes, and then we'll have a changeover, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and for Collins, Ginger here with you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning on the Morning Sound Alternative, bunch of songs, tribute to Joni Mitchell.
Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share in a memory of gray, and wander in my words, and dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall. To brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine. Till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze. A race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes.
It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and by North Boulder Counseling, specializing in anxiety counseling and depression treatment. Offices in Boulder and online options throughout Colorado. More information can be found at northbouldercounseling.com.
Support comes from Cottonwood Custom Builders, a Boulder-based general contractor specializing in remodeling, new home construction, and green building. More information at cottonwoodcustombuilders.com.
To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to visit the music publisher and composer named Charles N. Daniels. He's one of two or three publishers that we feature regularly just because they've done so much to support the music. And certainly, Daniels was one of them. He was born April 12, 1878, in Leavenworth, Kansas. He was a composer, occasional lyricist, and a music publishing executive. He employed many pseudonyms during his time, including Neil Moray, Jules Lemaire, and La Albert, among others. Daniel studied music and played classical piano in Kansas City. However, in his work as a department store sheet music demonstrator, he became known as a ragtime pianist. He won a song contest in 1898 for a composition called Marjorie, which was performed by John Philip Sousa. We have that waiting for us tonight, as performed by Nan Bostick and Tom Breyer.